All right, so we're diving into some excerpts today from IELTS URU 5.PDSET.
Okay.
And looks like it focuses on Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that you're interested in how companies are tackling, today's biggest recruitment challenges,
Great.
especially with
Especially if
AI and
yes.
digital transformation and all
For
that.
sure.
What I found really interesting about this source was how it connects these broader trends, AI digital transformation,
Right.
to the very specific challenges companies are facing like right now
Yeah.
when it comes to like finding and keeping great people.
Yeah, and what's striking is that it doesn't just sort of mention those challenges.
Right.
It really digs into five key areas
Yeah.
that highlight just how crucial it is for companies to get hiring, right?
Yeah, it really lays it out there.
It
And
does.
those 5 points are talent acquisition, digital transformation, market competition, diversity and inclusion, and employee retention. It's
Yeah,
like they're all
we all connected.
intertwined.
Yeah, you can't address one without thinking about the others.
For sure. So let's unpack some of these challenges.
Okay.
Starting with, I think, the one that's on everyone's mind, which is this whole talent shortage
Right.
and the skills gap that just seems to be growing and growing.
It feels like it's everywhere you look.
It does.
Companies struggling to find people with the right skills.
Yeah, and what's interesting is how the source positions Oracle's approach to this.
Yeah.
It's not just about, connecting companies with a bunch of candidates.
Right.
It's really highlighting Oracle's use of like training programs and an internal talent
So,
marketplaces
sir.
to actually address the skills gap.
Yeah, like they have this program called Dynamic
Oh,
Skills
yeah.
that helps companies identify what skills they need and then offers targeted training to their employees. So it's like instead of trying to find that, perfect candidate who
Yeah.
checks every single box, they're helping companies kind of build the talent they need from within.
So you're saying it's less about finding that mythical perfect candidate and
Exactly.
more about empowering the people you already have
Yeah.
kind of grow into those roles.
And what makes this even more powerful is Oracle's network, right?
All right, yeah.
They can tap into a huge pool of potential candidates.
Like a massive network.
Most companies wouldn't even know where to begin to find these people.
That's so interesting. Okay, so that makes sense. But finding qualified people is only, half the battle.
It's true.
The source describes the current job market as fiercely competitive.
Oh, yeah.
It's like companies are tripping over each other
Absolutely.
to attract the best candidates.
It's a candidate's market for sure.
It really is. And that's where the source emphasizes that Oracle's HCM tools are more than just about, automation.
Right.
It's about how these tools can help companies create
Innovative.
innovative recruitment strategies.
Like personalized career sites, AI-powered chatbots to answer candidate questions 24/7, even using data to predict what benefits will be most appealing to specific candidates.
So it's really about understanding what candidates actually want
Yeah.
and then using the tech to tailor that whole experience for them.
Exactly. It's about meeting them where they are.
Right. And of course, we can't talk about recruitment without talking about technology itself,
Of course not.
which, as we know, is
They're still
constantly
changing.
evolving.
It's hard to keep up sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
The source acknowledges this like rapid evolution of recruitment technology
Yeah.
as both an opportunity and a challenge.
Right.
It mentions AI data analytics,
Even blockchain?
blockchain,
Yeah.
having the potential to like completely revolutionize hiring.
Right. It's about more than just having the shiny new toy, though.
Right.
You have to use those tools in a way that actually makes a difference.
Yeah, it's about strategy and effectiveness.
Exactly.
What I find interesting is that the source really highlights Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM
Yeah.
as taking like a holistic approach.
That's what's so compelling about it.
Right. It's AI-driven tools for everything.
From applicant tracking to interview scheduling to even like candidate assessment.
And it's not just about like efficiency either.
No.
The source specifically mentions that these AI tools can actually lead to a better
Candidate experience,
candidate
which is
experience.
so important.
That's really fascinating. So it's like AI is being used to address this very human challenge of
Yeah.
bias in hiring.
Absolutely. And the source also emphasizes how Oracle's leveraging data analytics
Right.
to actually promote diversity and inclusion in a more proactive way.
Right.
So they have tools that can analyze hiring patterns and then identify potential areas of bias,
Okay.
and then companies can actually take steps to correct them.
So it's not just about saying, oh, yeah, we're committed to diversity.
Right.
It's about actually using data to make sure that you're making progress.
It's about accountability.
It's about accountability.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's shift gears for a second.
Sure.
And talk about what happens after you've actually hired someone.
Right.
The source also highlights the challenge of retaining top talent.
Yeah.
Which is more important than ever in this competitive market that we've been talking about.
It's true, because attracting great talent is just the first step.
Right.
You have to create a workplace where people feel valued and engaged.
Where they want to stay.
Exactly. Right. And where they have the opportunity to grow.
So how does Oracle fit into that? Does the source give any specifics on how their platform actually supports employee retention?
It does. It really emphasizes Oracle's focus on what they call the employee experience.
Okay.
And it mentions tools for creating personalized development plans.
Okay.
So managers can actually work with employees to identify their career goals.
Right.
And then create like a roadmap for how to get there.
So you're saying it's about showing employees that you're invested?
Absolutely.
In their growth, not just their productivity.
In the long term.
Right. But what about company culture? Does the source address that at all?
It does. It highlights Oracle's focus on creating tools that can actually facilitate mentorship programs, which I think are so valuable for both the mentor and the mentee. And it also mentions features that encourage employees to like recognize each other's achievements.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, fostering that culture of appreciation and collaboration.
So it's about using tech to actually strengthen
those human connections.
Those human connections
that are so vital to a positive work environment.
I'm curious, what does the source say about? I'm curious, what does the source say about the role of feedback in employee retention?
Oh, that's a good point.
It seems like that's a crucial element in creating that kind of culture of growth and development.
It is, and the source specifically highlights Oracle's performance management tools, which actually go beyond just those, you know, traditional annual reviews.
Right.
It emphasizes regular feedback and check-ins.
Okay.
So managers and employees can have like more open and ongoing conversations about, you know, performance development.
So it's about making feedback more of a like a regular thing.
Yeah.
Not just like a once a year kind of stressful event.
Exactly. It should be part of the work experience.
Right. And I imagine that can really change how employees kind of perceive their own growth within a company.
It can. And it's not just about feedback from managers either.
Oh, right.
The source also mentions Oracle's tools for facilitating 360-degree feedback. So employees can get input from like their peers, colleagues, even clients sometimes.
So it's like a more well-rounded view.
Yeah, a holistic view of their strengths and their areas for development.
Okay, so we've talked about attracting talent, streamlining the hiring process, promoting diversity and inclusion, and creating that culture of feedback and growth to retain employees.
Right.
It seems like Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM covers a lot of ground.
It does.
But does the source mention any potential, like, downsides or challenges?
It does. It acknowledges that implementing a system as big as Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM can be a big undertaking.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It mentions things like having a clear strategy.
Okay.
Strong change management processes, buy-in from all the stakeholders.
So it's not like you just plug in the software and everything's magically fixed.
No, you need a plan.
Right.
You have to think about the people involved.
It's about the people.
The source also emphasizes that companies need to think about their specific needs and goals and tailor the system to fit.
It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. And then they also talk about training and support.
Oh, right. Training's important.
So important. You want to make sure everyone's comfortable using the new tools.
Yeah, you don't want people to be afraid of the technology.
Right.
Speaking of implementation, the source actually mentions Tangens as an Oracle implementation partner.
Oh, yeah.
Does it go into detail about what they do?
It briefly mentions them as a company that specializes in helping organizations implement and optimize Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM.
Okay.
It really stresses partnering with experts who really know the technology and the best practices for implementation.
So it's like having a guide.
Yeah.
To help you navigate this whole new world.
Exactly. Someone who can help you translate those capabilities into practical solutions.
Solutions that will actually work for your company.
Right.
So we covered a lot in this deep dive. From the changing landscape of recruitment to the specific challenges companies are facing.
Right.
And how Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM is addressing those challenges.
How did you address them?
What stands out to you as like the most significant takeaway from this source?
I think it's the emphasis on this holistic approach to talent management. It's not just about filling those open positions. It's about creating a place where people feel like they matter.
Where they want to stay.
Exactly. And where they feel like they can grow.
And where they have the opportunity to grow.
And it's about using technology to actually support that.
Right.
Instead of, you know, replacing people.
It's about seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah. What does it mean to be a successful company in today's world?
Yeah.
It's not just about the bottom line anymore.
Well,
it's about the people.
It's about the people.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
I want to touch on something we haven't really talked about explicitly.
Okay.
The source keeps mentioning digital transformation as a key challenge in recruitment. What does that actually mean in this context?
That's a good question. I think in recruitment, digital transformation is about how companies are adapting to a world where technology is changing how we work.
Okay.
It's about embracing new tools, new processes to streamline hiring, improve that candidate experience that we were talking about, create a more agile and data-driven approach to talent management.
So it's not just about using technology to automate tasks.
It's bigger than that.
It's about rethinking how we even approach this whole process.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's about recognizing that this isn't just a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing process.
A journey.
Yeah, of adapting and evolving. Companies need to be constantly learning, experimenting, and refining their approaches to stay ahead of the curve.
So for companies that are just starting out
on
their digital transformation journey,
what
advice does the source offer?
The source really emphasizes starting small and focusing on the areas where technology can make the biggest impact.
Okay.
So like maybe start with automating those simple tasks.
Okay.
Like resume screening or interview scheduling.
So you're freeing up the recruiter's time.
Exactly.
So they can focus on the more human aspects.
The strategic stuff. Building relationships with candidates.
Right.
Developing those talent pipelines.
So it's finding those quick wins that can then build momentum.
Yeah, show the value of the technology.
Right. And it's about recognizing that it's not just about the tech.
It's about the people.
It's about the people.
It's about giving your team the tools and the skills they need
to succeed in this new world.
In this digital world.
Right. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I like that. But of course, with all this talk about technology and data, we have to talk about data security and privacy.
Of course.
Especially when it comes to something as sensitive as employee data.
Absolutely. That's a huge concern for companies today.
It is. So does the source address those concerns at all?
It does. The source actually highlights Oracle's commitment to security and compliance.
Okay.
Emphasizing those robust security features and adherence to industry standards.
So it's about making sure that the technology you're using to manage your talent is also protecting their data.
Absolutely. And it's not just about protecting against those external threats.
Right.
It's also about having those internal controls in place.
Okay.
Making sure the data is only accessed by the right people.
Right. So it's about building trust and transparency.
Exactly.
Into the whole process.
It's about responsible data management.
Okay. So data security is one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
The source also mentions integration with other systems.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that means?
Sure. So in most companies, HR isn't like this isolated thing.
Right.
It needs to work with other systems.
Yeah, like payroll.
Exactly. Finance payroll operations.
Okay.
And the source really highlights Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM's ability to integrate with all these other systems.
Yep, seamlessly.
Seamlessly, both Oracle applications and third-party systems.
So it's about breaking down those silos and creating a more holistic view of the workflow.
A unified approach to data.
And that can lead to so many benefits.
It can improve efficiency, better decision-making, a more strategic approach to talent management.
Okay, so we've talked about data security integration, having a clear strategy for implementation.
Right.
But what about the ongoing, like, management and maintenance of a system this big?
That's important, too. The source emphasizes having a dedicated team.
Okay.
Or even a partner to manage the system.
Okay.
So we're talking about things like system updates.
Okay.
Performance monitoring, user support.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
No, it needs attention. You need expertise to make sure it's running smoothly.
And meeting those evolving needs.
Exactly, because technology is constantly changing.
Right.
So companies have to be ready to adapt and upgrade their systems.
Okay. So it's about seeing technology as an enabler, not just a solution.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, what about the role of the individual employee in all of this?
Yeah.
Does the source touch on how Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM empowers employees to take ownership of their own development.
It does. It highlights the self-service features.
Okay.
So employees can access their own information, update their profiles,
okay,
enroll in training courses, even track their own goals.
Wow. So it's giving them the tools to be active in their own growth.
Exactly.
I bet that's really empowering.
It can be. And it can lead to a more engaged and motivated workforce.
Makes sense. When you feel like you have control over your own career,
yeah,
you're more likely to be invested
in the company's success.
In the company's success.
Yeah.
But before we get carried away with this grand vision of employee empowerment,
yeah,
I want to bring us back down to earth for a minute.
Yeah.
The source mentions the importance of change management.
Right.
When you're implementing a system this big.
Yeah, it's a huge factor.
What does that mean exactly?
So change management is really about preparing your organization for a big change.
All right.
Like implementing this new system.
Okay.
It's about communicating the benefits, addressing concerns.
Okay.
Providing training and support.
Right. So it's not just about the tech itself.
No, it's about the people.
It's about the people and how they need to adapt.
Exactly. And people are often resistant to change.
That's understandable. It disrupts their routines, their ways of working.
And their comfort zone.
So it's about being sensitive to those concerns.
Yeah.
And providing the support people need.
Exactly. And it's also about celebrating those wins along the way.
Right.
When people see the positive impact of the change,
yeah,
they're more likely to embrace it.
It's about creating that culture of continuous improvement.
Absolutely.
And recognizing that change is a journey.
It's a process.
It's not a destination. Okay, before we wrap up this deep dive,
sure,
I want to touch on one more thing the source mentions.
Yeah.
Analytics and reporting.
Oh, yeah. Data.
In talent management.
Data is everything.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. So these days, it's so important for companies to have those insights,
right,
about their workforce. And the source really highlights Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM's analytics,
right,
and reporting capabilities,
okay,
which lets companies track all sorts of metrics, identify trends, and make those informed decisions.
So it's about using data to make smarter decisions.
About talent acquisition, development, retention.
The whole thing. So it's about moving beyond just gut feeling.
Yes, data-driven decision.
And being able to measure the success of your programs.
And then make those adjustments if you need to.
Okay, so what are some of the specific metrics that the source mentions?
They highlight a whole bunch of things. Time to hire.
Okay.
Cost per hire, employee turnover.
Okay.
Employee engagement performance ratings.
So it's like a really comprehensive view.
Yeah, the whole talent life cycle.
Okay, but data is only as good as the insights you can get from it.
Right.
Does the source talk about how Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM helps companies make sense of all that data?
It does. It emphasizes the intuitive dashboards,
okay,
and visualizations so you can easily see the most important data.
Right.
And then it also talks about machine learning.
Oh, wow.
Helping identify patterns and trends that you might miss.
So it's taking all that raw data and making it
actionable.
Actionable. But before we get too carried away with the power of data,
yeah,
I want to bring us back to the human side of things.
Okay.
The source mentions employee well-being.
Right.
Can you talk about that a little
bit? Sure. So employee well-being is becoming so important.
Especially these days.
Yeah, with the demands of work and everything.
Right.
And the source points out Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM's features,
okay,
that support that. So things like managing work-life balance, promoting mental health awareness,
okay,
providing access to resources and support programs.
So it's about recognizing that employees are people.
Yes.
With needs.
With lives outside of work.
And creating a workplace where they feel supported.
And valued.
Not just professionally, but personally as well.
Exactly.
But well-being is also a very individual thing.
It is.
Does the source talk about personalization?
It does. It highlights the flexible configuration options.
Okay.
So companies can tailor the system,
okay,
to their needs and their culture. And it also mentions mobile accessibility.
Oh, right.
So employees can access things from anywhere.
So it's about meeting employees where they are.
Yeah.
And giving them the tools and support they need on their own terms.
Exactly. One size doesn't fit all.
One size doesn't fit all when it comes to well-being. Okay, so last but not least,
okay,
the source talks about continuous learning and development.
So important these days.
It is. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So in today's world, it's essential for employees to keep learning,
right,
and developing new skills. And the source highlights Oracle's learning management system,
okay,
which offers a ton of courses, resources, development opportunities.
So it's about creating that culture of continuous learning.
Exactly. Where employees are encouraged to grow.
And supported.
And supported.
Right. And, you know, learning is not just a one-time thing.
No, it's ongoing.
It should be integrated into how we work.
Absolutely.
But learning is also very personal.
It is. Everyone learns differently.
So how does Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM account for that?
Well, the source mentions personalized learning recommendations.
Oh, cool.
That use machine learning to suggest things that are relevant.
To each person.
To each person's skills, interests, career goals, and then they also have gamification features.
Gamification.
Which can make it more fun.
Right, make it engaging.
Exactly. Keep people motivated.
So it's about making learning fun and relevant.
And flexible.
And giving employees that flexibility.
To learn in a way that works for them.
Okay, that's great. So before we move on,
yeah,
the source talks about talent mobility.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain what that means?
Talent mobility is about encouraging and supporting employees to move between roles, departments, even locations.
Within the same company?
Within the same company.
Right.
And the source points out Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM's features that support this.
Okay.
So things like internal job postings, career pathing, mentoring.
So it's about breaking down those silos.
Exactly.
And creating a more fluid workforce.
A more dynamic workforce.
And recognizing that people's skills and interests change over time.
Absolutely. And you want to give them those opportunities to grow.
Within the company.
Within the company.
Right. So you're saying it's a win-win.
It is. The company gets to tap into that full potential.
Right.
And the employee gets to find a role that's fulfilling.
And that they're passionate about.
Okay.
But talent mobility can be complex.
It can be. It can be a big change.
For everyone involved.
Right. For the organization. For the individual.
So does the source offer any guidance on how to approach this effectively?
It does. It stresses having a clear strategy for talent mobility.
Okay.
That aligns with the company's goals and talent needs. And it also highlights the importance of communication.
Right. You've got to be transparent.
Transparency is key. So employees understand the opportunities.
Right. And how to prepare.
Exactly.
So it's about creating that culture of openness.
And collaboration.
Where people feel empowered to explore different paths.
Within the company.
Within the company.
Right.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about talent mobility.
We have.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk aid performance management.
Okay.
Which the source also touches on.
Right, a key part of talent management.
It is. Can you elaborate a bit on what the source says?
Sure. So performance management is all about setting those clear expectations.
Right.
Providing regular feedback, recognizing and rewarding high performance.
So it's about creating that culture of accountability.
Absolutely.
And continuous improvement.
And making sure that people's individual performance is aligned with the company's goals.
Right. Everyone's working towards the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But performance management can sometimes be seen as like a negative thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, it's about finding people's weaknesses.
Right.
And punishing them for not meeting expectations.
It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't. So does the source talk about how to make performance management more positive?
It does. It really emphasizes focusing on development and growth.
Okay.
Not just evaluation.
Okay.
So using those performance reviews as a chance to have those open conversations.
Right.
About performance, identify areas for improvement, create those development plans.
So it's about supporting employees' growth.
Exactly. Shifting the focus from judgment to development.
I like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, performance management can be very time-consuming.
It can be, especially for managers.
Especially for managers who are already juggling a million things.
Exactly. So does the source talk about how Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM can help streamline that?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
It highlights automated workflows that can automate a lot of the admin tasks.
Things like scheduling reviews, sending reminders,
right,
tracking progress.
And it also mentions mobile accessibility.
Right. So managers can provide feedback.
In real time.
In real time from anywhere.
So it's about making it easier.
More efficient.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Okay. So it's about using tech to make performance management less of a burden.
Yeah.
But not replacing that human element.
It's about enhancing it.
Enhancing it.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least.
Okay.
The source talks about succession planning.
Right.
What does that mean in this context?
Succession planning is about identifying and developing those future leaders.
Okay.
For your organization.
For your organization.
And the source highlights Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM's features
okay.
that support this. Things like tools for identifying high potential employees,
okay.
creating development plans, tracking progress.
So you're saying it's about making sure that the company has a pipeline of talent.
Exactly.
Who are ready to step up.
When the time comes.
When the time comes. But succession planning can sometimes feel like an exclusive process.
Yeah, like it's just for a select few.
Right. So does the source offer any guidance on how to make it more inclusive?
It does. It emphasizes having a transparent and objective process
okay.
for identifying and developing those leaders. It suggests using a variety of criteria.
Okay.
You know, performance, potential diversity.
Okay.
To make sure that a wide range of people are considered.
So it's about creating a level playing field.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And recognizing that diversity in leadership is so important.
Right. So everyone has the opportunity to develop their leadership potential.
Absolutely.
Okay. But succession planning can also be challenging.
It can be.
To implement effectively. Does the source offer any advice?
It does. It stresses communication and transparency.
Okay.
Making sure that employees understand the process.
Right.
Criteria for selection. And it also highlights providing feedback and support
right.
to those who are identified as potential leaders.
So it's about creating that supportive culture where people feel empowered to pursue those leadership aspirations.
And recognizing that succession planning isn't a one-time thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing process.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
Okay, so let's talk about workforce planning.
Okay.
The source mentions that as well.
Yeah, another crucial aspect of talent management.
What is workforce planning exactly?
Workforce planning is about analyzing your company's needs.
Okay.
Both current and future.
Okay.
And then developing strategies to meet those needs.
So it's about being prepared.
Proactive rather than reactive.
Okay.
And the source highlights Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM's features
okay.
that support this. So things like forecasting demand, identifying skill gaps, developing recruitment strategies.
Okay, so it's a strategic approach.
Very strategic.
To managing your workforce.
And it's about making sure that your workforce strategy aligns with your overall business strategy.
So everything's working together.
Exactly.
Okay. But workforce planning can be really complex.
It can be, especially with how fast things are changing.
Especially these days. So does the source offer any guidance?
It does. It emphasizes data-driven decision making.
Okay.
Using analytics and insights to make those informed choices.
So you're saying it's not just about guessing?
No, you need data to back it up.
Right.
And then it also stresses collaboration.
Okay.
Getting people from across the organization involved.
So it's a team effort.
It is.
Okay. So it's about taking that holistic approach.
Yes. And being data informed.
But it's also about the people.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't forget about the human element.
Right. Does the source talk about how to make sure that these workforce plans are fair to all employees?
It does. It highlights diversity and inclusion.
Okay.
Making sure those plans support creating a diverse and inclusive workplace.
Okay.
And it also mentions communication and transparency.
Right. So employees understand why decisions are being made.
Exactly. It's about building that trust and respect.
So that employees feel valued.
Valued and supported.
Throughout the entire process.
Because at the end of the day, workforce planning is about people's lives.
About their careers.
It's not just about number.
It's about people. Okay, so one last thing before we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Change management.
Yes. Change management.
This seems like a recurring theme in the source.
It's crucial for any kind of transformation.
It is. So can you remind us again what it means and why it's so important?
Sure. Change management is all about preparing your organization for a big change.
Right.
Like implementing a new system or restructuring your workforce.
Right.
It's about communication, addressing those concerns, providing training and support.
Making sure everyone's on the same page.
Exactly.
Well, again, it's not just about the technical stuff.
No, it's about the people.
It's about the people.
And recognizing that change can be hard for people.
It disrupts those routines.
It can make people anxious.
So it's about being sensitive to those concerns.
And providing the right support.
And celebrating the wins along the way.
Absolutely. When people see the positive impact,
they're more likely to buy in.
They are.
Okay. So change management can be a complex process.
It can be. It takes time and effort.
Does the source talk about how Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM can help with that?
It does. It highlights the communication and collaboration tools.
Okay.
It can keep everyone informed and engaged.
Okay.
And then it also mentions the training and support resources.
Okay.
To make sure everyone has the skills they need.
So you're saying it's about using technology to enhance that human side.
It's a change management.
Of change management.
But it's important to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
It has to be tailored to the specific situation.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the people side of things.
We have.
But the source also mentions the importance of the cloud.
Ah, yes, the cloud.
What does that mean in this context?
Well, the cloud has really changed how we access technology.
Right. It's everywhere.
It is. And the source highlights Oracle Fusion Cloud, HCM's cloud-based architecture.
Okay.
Which offers all sorts of benefits.
Like what?
Scalability, flexibility, cost-effectiveness.
So it's making this kind of powerful technology
accessible
to companies of all sizes. Okay.
Exactly. And it reduces the need for all that expensive IT infrastructure.
Right. But the cloud can also raise concerns.
About security.
About security.
And privacy.
Does the source address those at all?
It does. It reiterates Oracle's commitment to security and compliance.
Okay.
Highlighting those robust security features and adherence to industry standards.
So whether the data is on premises or in the cloud.
It's protected.
It's protected.
So companies can have that peace of mind.
That's great. So it seems like Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM is a pretty comprehensive solution.
That's very comprehensive.
To today's talent management challenges.
It tries to be.
But I'm curious, what does the source say about the future of talent management?
That's a great question. The source suggests that the future will be all about personalization.
Okay.
Automation.
Okay.
Data-driven decision-making. And it also highlights the growing importance of skills like adaptability, creativity, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Those human skills.
So we're preparing for a world where the skills we need
are constantly changing.
Yeah. But even with all this technology, the human element is still key.
It is. You can't automate everything.
Yeah, it's about finding that balance.
That's what it's all about.
Between technology and the human touch.
Absolutely.
Okay, last but not least.
Okay.
The source talks about continuous improvement.
Always striving to be better.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. Continuous improvement is all about constantly looking for ways to improve
your processes, your product,
your services, everything. And the source suggests using data and feedback to identify those areas for improvement.
Okay.
And then making those changes to address them.
So it's about creating that culture of learning and growth.
Exactly. Yeah. Always learning, always growing.
But that can be hard, especially in a big organization.
It can be. It can feel overwhelming.
So does the source offer any advice on how to approach this effectively?
It does. It suggests starting with a clear understanding of your goals.
Okay.
What are you trying to achieve?
Right.
What metrics will you use to measure success?
So you need a plan.
A roadmap for improvement. And then you can start to identify those areas for improvement and develop plans to address them.
So it's about taking that structured approach.
Data-driven, structured, collaborative.
And involving everyone.
From the top down.
Okay, so it's about creating that culture of ownership.
And accountability.
Where everyone feels empowered to contribute.
To making things better.
But continuous improvement isn't just about those small changes.
It's about being open to those big ideas.
Those radical innovations.
Exactly.
How do you foster that kind of culture?
The source really emphasizes experimentation and risk-taking.
Okay.
Encouraging employees to try new things.
Even if they fail.
Even if they fail, failure is part of the process.
That's how we learn.
It is.
Yeah.
So create that safe space for failure.
Where people feel comfortable challenging the status quo.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about coming up with those new ideas.
Right.
It's about actually implementing them.
And scaling them.
Scaling them.
Yeah.
So how do you overcome the challenges of scaling innovation?
The source suggests starting small.
Right.
Pilots, experiments.
Okay.
Get that proof of concept. And then you can start to scale it more broadly.
Okay.
And then communication is key. Yeah. Make sure everyone's aware of the innovation.
And how it benefits them.
Exactly. So it's a phased approach.
Collaborative. Expert speaker. So it's a phased approach.
Collaborative and iterative.
You have to be willing to adapt and refine along the way.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
Right. Right. So we've talked a lot about technology and innovation.
Yeah, it's been a deep dive for sure.
But at the end of the day, it's about the people, right?
Absolutely. Technology is just a tool.
A tool.
The people are what make a company successful.
Does the source talk about how to develop a workforce that can actually thrive in this rapidly changing world?
It does. It highlights investing in employee development.
Okay.
Giving them access to training and resources to build those skills they need. And then it also emphasizes fostering that culture of continuous learning.
So learning is not just an event.
It's a way of life.
It's how we stay ahead of the curve.
Because the skills we need are constantly evolving.
So you're saying it's about creating that culture of adaptability.
Agility, being open to change.
But it's not just about training and resources, right?
No, it's also about creating that workplace culture.
That people want to be a part of.
That attracts and keeps top talent.
What does the source say about that?
It talks about creating a culture that's purpose-driven.
Okay.
Values-based, inclusive.
Okay.
You know, clearly articulating your mission and values.
Okay.
And then living those values.
Walking the walk.
Exactly. And diversity and inclusion are so important.
Right. Making everyone feel welcome.
Welcomed, respected, valued.
So it's about creating that sense of belonging.
Yeah. Where people feel connected to something bigger than themselves.
Right. And where they feel like they can make a difference.
Because today's workforce, they're not just looking for a paycheck.
Right. They want more.
They want meaning. They want purpose.
But it's not just about words.
Right. It's about action.
It's about actions.
Putting those values into practice.
Does the source give any examples of how to do that?
It suggests focusing on creating a supportive environment.
Yeah.
Collaborative, transparent leaders need to model those behaviors.
Right. Lead by example.
And then create those opportunities for connection.
So people feel like they're part of a team.
Part of something bigger than themselves.
And that takes time and effort.
It does. It's an ongoing process.
But it's so worth it.
It is when you create a workplace where everyone feels valued and respected.
And empowered to contribute their unique talents.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive.
And it has.
Into the world of recruitment.
And Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM.
And I feel like we've really uncovered some valuable insights.
We have. It's clear that the way we work is changing. It's changing rapidly. But it's exciting to see how companies are adapting.
And using technology to create a more human-centered workplace.
Absolutely.
Now, for everyone listening.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with a thought.
Okay.
What part of this deep dive resonated most with you?
Yeah.
And how do you see the future of recruitment evolving in your own world?
In your own industry.
Think about it. The world of work is constantly changing.
But by understanding the trends, the challenges,
and the solutions,
we can all contribute to shaping a better future of work.
A future that's both fulfilling and impactful.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of recruitment.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time for another insightful exploration.
Until then,
keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.
See you later.